It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESP Financial for Banking, Investments, Trust, and Mortgage. And we say good morning this morning to Kim Parks, Vice President, Treasury Management at ESP Financial. Good morning, Kim. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. Doing well.
Glad to hear that. And thanks for taking some time to join us. Good topic today as we're going to be delving into how to build a relationship with your banker. Well, Kim, how does this process work?
Yes, kind of a different topic that we usually don't talk about on Wednesday mornings. But during the month of December, since I have the pleasure of getting to work primarily with our business clients, I am always busy in December with ownership transitions along with stakeholder changes. So today I wanted to remind everybody that having a relationship with your banker makes financing and servicing your business needs far easier.
All right, Kim, let's maybe dive a little deeper into this. Are there maybe some business habits we should be thinking about before the end of the year?
Yes, definitely. Just as in any relationship, forging a strong connection takes consistent effort and developing communication habits. So I have a few of those today. Number one, communicate regularly and share your goals. The first step in strengthening any relationship is regular communication. A banker can't be a champion for you if we don't know what it is that you want and your ultimate goals are. The key is consistency and good communication. We often have expansive local networks where we can recommend vendors, introduce you to potential clients, customers, and then ultimately provide the best services for you. The next would be move beyond the small talk and pleasantries and be honest. Share what's happening in your business and where you want to take it next. Please share the good, bad, and the ugly. In addition to providing funding and money management services, bankers can offer guidance based on knowing how our local businesses have navigated similar issues that you may be having. Many times, new entrepreneurs are so guarded about their problems that arise, but we expect transparency in good and not so good times. So offering honest insight into what the challenges are that you see can help us as bankers help you. And then finally, apply for loans early. We appreciate when entrepreneurs have a long-term view, so consider applying for loans well in advance of when funding is needed to ensure there's enough time in case you run into questions or need additional documentation or other issues that come up. A banker, we can help guide ambitious entrepreneurs to find realistic targets and see growth opportunities that we may have seen in the past. So, like any relationship, they're built over time. Taking a disciplined long-term approach will go a long ways towards ensuring your banking relationship is a win-win for everyone.
That is some sound advice here this morning, Kim Parks. Thank you very much for that. I think a relationship is better already, Kim. You fixed me already.
Great. Yeah. Absolutely.
Do you have a money message for us?
Yes. Remember, United Way of the Flint Hills campaign is still going strong. So any individuals or businesses looking to find some last-minute tax deductions or tax planning going into the year end, charitable donations can be 100% deductible.
Good stuff. Thank you, Kim. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to all of you, and have a great day.
Managing Your Money has been brought to you by ESP Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901, now with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Joined this morning by Kim Parks, Vice President, Treasury Management, ESP Financial.